back. You're listening Across the Border. And today we're jumping into the Psalms. We've gotten all the way to Psalm 1 and verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in his season. And who shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water? And that is those who don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. They don't stand in the paths or the way of sinners. They don't sit in the seat of the scornful, but they delight in the law of the Lord, and they meditate in his law day and night. And to meditate in his law day and night means that everything you do, you consider it, and you weigh it in the light of his law, in the light of his word. And you know, Yahshua, Jesus, he said it quite well when he said, seek first the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And of course, his righteousness refers to the righteousness, or to do what is right in the sight of our Heavenly Father. We seek to do that which is in accordance with his law. And it says, if we do that, then we shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now the opposite in verse 4, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. And though we may see that the ungodly, well, they may prosper for a season. They may rule over and lord it over the godly, even for a season. They may even imprison us, but they will not prosper. They will be like the chaff which the wind drives away. They will not be like that tree, because we have an eternal view. And this is the eternal view that we want, a view that will last for eternity. And that's why we delight in his law, rather than sinning and scorning and walking in the counsel of the ungodly. We delight in his law because we have a view toward the eternal. So for the ungodly, they are like the chaff which the wind drives away. And of course, the chaff which the wind drives away is a reference to separating the wheat from the chaff. And they usually would have the threshing floor, that's what it was called, where they separated the wheat from the chaff. They would have it on a place, usually where they would use the windiest spot they have, because of course the wind blows the chaff away. Or they would have fans, and so they would have someone, fanning the chaff away when they threw the wheat up. They would toss the wheat up into the air, and the chaff would blow away. So the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. And there's our view for eternity. Not a focus on this life, but a focus on the judgment. The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. And if they're not going to stand in the judgment, we certainly do not want to walk in their counsel. Because the blind do lead the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, they're all going to fall into the ditch. And that's the counsel of the ungodly, is the blind being led by the blind when you walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And whether you do it ignorantly or not, whether you were deceived or not. So participating in ungodly things, incorporating with the state, yes, you are following blind leaders, and you need to withdraw from that. And many will not withdraw for it once they get into it, because they'll lose a lot of their income, a lot of their giving will be abated. But I say, let it be abated. If those people will stop giving simply because they will not receive a tax-deductible donation, then they're giving for the wrong reason anyway. And here's what you tell them. You're giving $100, you're going to receive a tax deduction and maybe save $30 on your taxes for that $100 in giving. Well, just give 70 instead and get your deduction in advance. Does that make sense? Yes, give 70 instead and just get your deduction in advance. Why wait for the government to give it to you? Just give the 70 and give your deduction in advance. And that way, you can keep the word of God. You don't have to let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. You know, your left hand and your right hand are both attached to your body. So if the law of our God is that strict, from the mouth of the Messiah himself, and he was talking about giving at the time, he said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. That means you're supposed to give in secret. And if your left hand isn't supposed to know what your right hand is doing, how can you let the government or the IRS or write it down on a tax form and keep a record of your giving? That's a little bit further away than your left hand, isn't it? Walk in the counsel of God, not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. And certainly that doesn't mean that you let anyone else know about your giving. You don't keep a record of it. You don't report it to the IRS or the state. And you certainly don't take tax-deductible donations for it. Because verily, I say unto you, you have your reward. And that's why I say if you want to give 100 and get 30 back on your tax, on your income tax, well, just give 70. Keep the 30 and get your tax deduction immediately. Yeah, immediate rebate. How about that? That's the immediate rebate plan. If you want a tax deductible donation, I can help you out. That's right. Instead of giving 100 to someone else, give 70 to us and you keep the 30. And you have your rebate, your deduction immediately. And you don't have to report it to anybody. Oh, boy. We can have a little bit of fun with this, can't we? As the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. See, we're all looking forward to the judgment. And, you know, that's the problem with the ungodly and the sinners and the scornful. And those that follow them is they're not looking forward to the judgment. And I'll tell you, in the judgment, I want to stand. They're going to fall. Scripture says, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. I want to stand. I don't care what happens between now and then. The ungodly can knock me down. They can persecute me. They can throw me in prison. But I'm going to stand on that day and they're going to fall. And that's the only day that counts. Everything between now and then does not count. They can knock us down, but they can't keep us from standing in that day. And that's the day when they will not stand. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. They won't be with us. They won't be in our congregation in that day, because they will fall in judgment. He says, the psalmist continues here in verse 6, for Yahuwah, yes, our Creator, He knoweth the way of the righteous. He knows our ways. He knows. He sees. He sees the pastor suffering in a cold cell in solitude. He sees Kent Hovind in prison ministering to the other men there because he has the opportunity to. Meanwhile, losing everything, his family, his property for the gospel. He sees, he knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, because they're going to fall, and everything that they lived for, everything that they delighted in, everything they thought to gain in this life by their counsel, the counsel of the ungodly, by standing in the way of sinners for gain, for pleasure, for whatever reason, sitting in the seat of the scornful to build themselves up by tearing other people down. Yes, we have them over here in the chat room continually, the scornful. It's all going to perish. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And there it is, you know, my assignment for everyone out there. Memorize Psalm 1. Write it down. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he doth meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Yahuwah, the Lord, knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. It rolls off the tongue real easy. It's very easy to memorize, and it's so rich. You're listening to Cross the Border, and we have started a new, if you just joined me, or tuned in the middle here somewhere, we just started our study in the Book of Psalms today, starting with Psalm 1. We just finished that, going on to Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage? You know, I think I could spend 2 hours on this one. I spent an hour and some on the first chapter there. But here's a somewhat prophetic psalm, but also, I guess, applicable to any time. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? A lot of that going on these days. And you know, if we jump back to Psalm 1, we see that those who are going to be like the chaff which the wind drives away, those who are going to fall in judgment, and they aren't going to be found in the congregation of the righteous, it's because they have vain imaginations. They imagine something, but their way is going to perish. Everything that they lived for is going to perish, because it is all vanity. So why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Continuing, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Yahuwah and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Well, you know, this is something that is so evident today that it's painfully obvious that we have in America the founding principles of this nation, those lamb-like principles upon which this nation was found on. You know, they're still a band that holds things together. It keeps those that would do, that would practice total tyranny, it keeps them in check to a certain degree, and they have to work very hard to get around it. And but at the same time, they do break the laws, those bands that bind them and keep them in check, and they break those laws, and they are lawbreakers, and perhaps the law can be brought against them if we have enough wise people out there that could do something like that. But they're seeking to break those bands asunder and to cast away their cords from us. Who are their cords? Well, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Yahuwah and against his anointed. So they are the bands that are found in the principles of our God and of his law, and those principles that have been implemented by his anointed, whoever he set in any position to codify or to implement those principles, those godly laws, statutes, and judgments that we have from his word. And they have placed them as bands upon those who would rule over us, who would usurp and rob us of our liberties and implement tyranny upon us. But they say, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. And they're working very hard to do that. because they want the law on their side. They want the law to condone what they're doing. The robbing of innocence, the killing of innocence. And you see how they're eroding the law, the bans that have been placed upon them. Thou shalt not murder. Now they murder. Thou shalt not steal. Well, they have laws that take from one and give to another. They've institutionalized theft in the socialist security system. They're breaking the bands asunder. They're saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast their cords away from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. He that sitteth, in verse 5, then shall he speak unto them in his wrath. Yes, and he will. And though I say they're, it may seem like they're winning in this temporal realm, yes. It may seem like they're prospering in this temporal realm. They're getting their way. But he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. He shall have them in derision. Yeah, they have us in derision. And I see what they're doing to these parents over there in Folk, Arkansas. How they have them running all over the state just to see their children. Keeping them so busy and denying them of every defense that they could have. Keeping them from a proper defense. Keeping them hidden. Keeping hidden from them any advantage that the law might give them. By keeping them so broke and so busy and exhausted, because they know that they love their children and that they will travel 3 hours to one side of the state on part of one day and 3 hours to another part of the state on another day just to visit their children because they've separated them. So they have them in derision, but he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. He will have them in derision, but their derision will last forever. Their derision will be for an eternity. They will pay for what they are doing. And everything that they thought to gain, everything that they thought to prosper by in this life, will come to nothing. It will all perish, and they will reap what they have sown. So he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill in Zion. You know, they think they are kings. They think they are gods. And they have the laws and the governments on their side. Or they just ignore the laws because they are the judges. They are the gods in their courtroom, and if they want to ignore the law, they can. But he says, I have set my king upon my holy hill in Zion. Then they will hear his wrath, and he will vex them in his sore displeasure. He continues in verse 7, I will declare the decree. Yahuwah has said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, and thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now here's what he says. This is his warning to those judges and those rulers, those presidents and governors and kings of the earth. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve Yahuwah with fear. Yes, serve the Lord with fear. And rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. And I see a beautiful thing when I see those that, through all the trials and tribulation brought on by all of these wicked judges and rulers of men, I see a beautiful thing in the middle of it all. I see men and women who fear God more than they fear men, who don't put anything, who take the words to heart that the Messiah spoke. If you put anything before me, your mother, father, children, wives, husbands, even your own life, you're not worthy of me. Fear not him who can kill the body, but fear him who can cast both body and soul into hell. And he says to those rulers, be instructed, serve Yahuwah, serve our Creator with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. And yes, you know, that day will come when they will all perish from the way, as the last verse in the first chapter said, the way of the ungodly shall perish. That's right. But blessed are all they that put their trust in him. You're listening to Cross the Border, and we're going through the Psalms, and we'll pick up in Psalm 3 when we get done, when we get back from the break here. Do visit my website, email me, questions, comments, whatever you may have. We'll be back in a few minutes.